beginning Monday, and then on March 22nd, and then again on April 6th?
Yeah, I actually do. I think it's going to be a lot of moving parts and a lot of moving pieces. However, I've been in brief all day today. I was in brief all day yesterday and the day before. You know, we talked about the lunch drop sites. We've talked about the bus routes. We talked about the lights. We talked about traffic, about getting new crossing guards, about getting new support professionals. I mean, there's so many moving parts. And I do think the district will absolutely be able to do this. And as we transition back into a hybrid model of academics, they're going to transition out of the hybrid models of, you know, getting the lunch spots. So lunch spots are still going to be going until we're back in school full time with our entire student body. So that was one of my biggest factors, is because I still wanted to make sure kids were getting food.
Katie, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to, whether they live in District B or not, how can they reach out to you? How can they communicate with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So my email is willikj3@nv.ccsd.net, or I have a website, katiewilliamsnv.com.
Very good. Katie, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time. Third time was a charm, obviously, on the phone line. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. You too.
There you go. Katie Williams, Clark County School Board Trustee, District B. She says they're going to be ready. We will find out. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams here on a Friday afternoon commute, we're getting some reduced speeds on the 15 through the resort area, mainly between Oakey and Tropicana. Also, look for some slow flows as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at Main, you're really clogged up there, and that's causing some backups on that transition ramp. Those people leaving Interstate 15 northbound to merge onto 515 eastbound. Also, those lane restrictions are causing some possible delays anyway. US 95 northbound at Ann Road, Orange Cone City up there. Also, Interstate 15 northbound at Lamb Boulevard. And do expect some congestion on the Northern Beltway, 215 West at Tenaya.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball coming off a loss on Wednesday to Fresno State, 67-64. The two teams are back at it this evening for the second of two straight games between the two clubs. Yesterday in the Mountain West Conference, San Diego State knocked off Boise State 78-66. That game went to overtime, and San Diego State outscored Boise State 15-3 in the extra period. The other game tonight, other than UNLV Fresno State, has Nevada matching up against Utah State. UNLV women's basketball yesterday, they pick up a win over Fresno State 68-66. The two teams play again tomorrow. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
One of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store.
Sorry, Matt.
To keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just absolutely love it. It's Friday. We've gotten to the weekend. And by the way, this weekend, Donald J. Trump, private citizen, former president of the United States, will get a chance to speak. And this is the most highly anticipated speech at a CPAC as I can remember. People are going to be hanging on the president, the former president's every word. And by the way, the CPAC this year is in Orlando, okay? Orlando, not D.C. D.C. looks like a war zone. Thousands of troops are there. National Guardsmen, federal troops, ATF, everybody. And I want you to listen to Steve Scalise. Because one of the things that he talks about are these Capitol fences. It's horrible. And these troops are going to stay there through the State of the Union, which will be in a couple of weeks. We don't know when exactly. But Steve Scalise is a congressman from Louisiana. And saying that, and this is cut four, by the way, saying that the Capitol fences must come down. This is Steve Scalise, congressman, the minority whip from Louisiana.
I want to play a little something from former CIA director John Brennan. We played this a little earlier in the show and get your response. Here's what he said about the continuing threat and why the fencing is still up.
There's an active plot to try to blow up the Capitol of the United States government. That should send chills down the spine of every American. And unfortunately, so many of these Republican senators continue to ignore the threat that we are facing from these extremists who have access to weaponry.
An active plot to try to blow up the Capitol. Congressman, that's an alarming statement. What have you been told? What do you know about security issues currently?
Shannon, I haven't been aware of those kind of threats. But look, if law enforcement is aware, there's ways that they can go find out who those people are that are making those threats, and they need to prosecute them at the full extent of the law. Now, the idea that you've got barricaded barbed wire fences around the Capitol for extended periods of time, look, this is the people's house, and this has got to be a place where people can come and petition their government in a safe and effective way. If there's a need to bring in National Guard, that's been discussed before, and have a process where they can be deployed quickly. But don't shut the entire Capitol complex down where the American people aren't even able to come and see government work. There's a way to do this properly. Again, if they have a direct threat, make that threat known to us. I haven't seen it. But make sure you have an ability to protect the ability for us to function as a governing democracy without shutting out the ability for the American people to come see democracy work in person.
Yeah, and National Guardsmen and women to go home to their families and their regular jobs when the threat has passed. And many of them are waiting to find out about that as well. The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, has talked about putting together a 9/11 style commission to investigate the tragic events of January 6th. There's been a lot made about the fact that it wouldn't essentially be equal in partisanship seats that were assigned. There's been discussion of 7 Democrats, 4 Republicans. Members of the actual 9/11 Commission have said it will take away the integrity, and fewer people will trust it if there is not either a nonpartisan or a bipartisan, equal bipartisan makeup of that commission or investigative body. What do you make of that?
Right. Look, all of us who were very alarmed by what happened on January 6th and wanted to get to the bottom of it also make sure really that we're focusing on how to prevent that from happening again. If you're going to call it an actual 9/11 commission, then set it up like the 9/11 commission. As you said, it was an equally Republican and Democrat split commission, not a partisan commission, as Speaker Pelosi's proposing. So this idea that she's referring to it as a 9/11 commission, but then saying she's going to have a heavily Democratic slanted partisan viewpoint on it, that's not what the American people want. They want something that's looking at this not as a partisan exercise, but as a way to ensure that we can secure American democracy. And by the way, people are finding it very interesting that while Speaker Pelosi wants to keep walls up around the Capitol, they're taking walls down on our southern border. So either walls work or they don't. And walls were working at our southern border to protect America, but they took those walls down and put the walls up at the doorstep of American democracy here at the Capitol. Let's be consistent about it. Let's be bipartisan about it. Don't have some sham exercise. Go to what 9/11 was. That was a equally Republican-Democrat, equally split commission where they actually got to the bottom of what happened at 9/11 and how to prevent it from happening again.
That's Congressman Steve Scalise. Scalise is one of my favorites and a guy with a bright political future. Stay where you are. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, what to expect from former President Donald J. Trump. I hate saying that. Former president. I don't know why, but that still rubs me the wrong way. What's Donald Trump, private citizen, going to say at CPAC? His former chief of staff is speaking out. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with 2 locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere, one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. I was there last night, had a great time. I really honestly did. The music, the live music is really cool. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Okay, here's the deal. The president is going to speak on Sunday at CPAC. What is it you want to hear from the former president? Should he stay away from issues like the election was stolen? Should those words not even come out of his mouth? I'm going to open up our phone lines. I normally would not do this, but I want to hear from you at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you what you expect. Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff, President Trump's administration. Mark Meadows was on Fox last night and previewed the Trump speech at CPAC. This is cut number 6. Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff.
Well, you're going to see a speech on Sunday that talks about not only the beginning, but what the future may look like. And I'm excited about it. I spoke to President Trump last night for a fairly lengthy conversation where we're talking about America, where it needs to go, continuing the America First agenda. But more importantly than that, how this President Biden has undermined that particular policy within days. And we see it. Listen, we talk about following the science. Joe Biden said he was going to follow the science. Let me tell you what he's doing. He's following the money. You know, he keeps the schools closed. He's letting teachers union dictate it. Yep, but when it comes to other union jobs, like pipeline jobs, he's eliminating those right away, and he's going against campaign promises. But what we will see on Sunday is we will see the start of planning for the next administration. And I can tell you, the people that are at the top of that list, all of them have Trump as their last name.
Wow. Wow. It'll be fun. We're going to find out, though, what you want the president to talk about. Is there stuff you don't want him to cover? Like the election was stolen. Let's find out. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, you know what? I personally would like to see him not even talk about
the election being stolen at this point. At least I accept the results of it. With that said, you're not going to convince me that there wasn't voter fraud. Can you prove voter fraud? Not without having access to the ballots and the machines. You can't. So that's probably the most, that's the thing that you can't prove. But you know what I would like to hear and like to see him do? He's a learner. Donald Trump learned. And he can still drain the swamp. And the way he would drain the swamp would be if he announces that he's going to start running for Congress or Senate. And you watch how fast senators and congressmen put in term limits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They'll do anything to keep him out.
Ultimate draining of the swamp.
Boy, would that be great. I want to take what you said, Lewis, a step further. And that is this whole notion of whether you should look back at the election or look ahead. Here's what we need to do to fix what's broken in our election system. Here's what we need to do as a nation to continue the Make America Great promise a reality. But be very forward-looking. Don't look back. Because you can't control what's already happened.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry, but
you
can't.
Kevin, this is just my point of view. We, the Republican Party, doesn't have a plan. You know, the plan can't be progressivism is bad, progressivism isn't good. We know that, but you need a plan. You need a message that's going to resonate with the people. You know, the Democrats' message is atrocious, but at the very least, they have a plan of how to get their policies and get what they want done. And that's what I think the Republicans lack, is not a message, but a plan.
Good point. If there was one negative to the Trump campaign. And by the way, Lewis, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through. You've been getting a busy signal. Now is your chance. And by the way, the number 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If there was one negative to the Trump campaign in 2020, it was the lack of a coherent plan relative to Obamacare. A health care plan that would have been all Trump's to embrace. And unfortunately, they never came out with such a plan. But it is the only campaign promise that's ever been made by Trump and where he didn't follow through. This was one where he simply did not follow through. Now, there were elements, prescription drug prices coming down, things like that. Being able to re-import, drugs from Canada and from Germany and other places. There's all of that. But there was never a coherent, Obamacare. You knew what Obamacare was. You didn't have to know it as the, the be-all or end-all, but you knew Obamacare was in this big umbrella, the ACA. The fact is that Trump never had that. That would be something that might be nice to roll out on Sunday. We'll talk about that. I got to take a break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall.
In survey after survey, workers age 55 and older say running out of money in retirement is their biggest fear, even more than death. Well, the good news is there are things you can do to help make sure that doesn't happen. And here to help us understand some of those things that we can do to prevent it is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, how do we protect ourselves from running out of money? I know you do it day in and day out at Capital Financial.
Yes, Steve, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is analyzing the way people are already set up when they come meet us. In other words, seeing what other people have set you up with, or if you're doing your own plan, what you've been doing. And we subject it to what we call the evaporation index. Based on the money you have and based on what you want to do in the future, how long would that money last before it's gone? Evaporating, in other words. So what we never want to have happen, I grew up, I used to do this science experiment in class. We would plant seeds and we'd put some plastic wrap over it, and so it would keep watering itself over and against a terrarium. Remember terrarium?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so we want a financial terrarium where our money keeps replacing itself. So we take money out, we harvest, and then it replaces itself. And that's possible. We call that a financial fill-up, where we have an account set up that has principal protection in it, and every single year, all the way through retirement, guaranteed, you get an income check. It does not depend on the stock market. So some of your money needs to be in what we call the core. That's the money that's going to be there replacing itself and giving you income for life. And then the rest of your money can be in the market. Therefore, you don't worry when the market goes up and down. For the next 10 people, let's put together your very own evaporation index and total retirement plan at no cost.
The evaporation index. I like the sound of that, Coach. Hey, if you'd like to get yours, be one of the next 10 callers. 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can simply text the word VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
This holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at countmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's countmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, the founder of the Wounded Blue. You can reach out to him, thewoundedblue.org. And they're doing something really, really cool. Normally, we have Randy on after some traumatic activity relative to cops, defunding the cops, all kinds of really bad stuff. Today, we're having him on a more positive note. Because he is a part of a new program, which I think is great. More officers die from their own hand than due to the line of duty. Did you know that? There are new numbers being released, but the CAPR, and that's Confidential Assistance Program for Emergency Responders. The CAPR program is going to provide scholarships offering free mental health visits for officers in Southern Nevada. And I think that's great. We always talk about the suicides among our young people, our school-age children, something like 20 suicides in the Clark County School District just in about 9-10 months. Well, that's also happening within the police community. And I think it's great that they're going to do something for our police officers, our first responders, because they are so vitally important. Also, a little bit later on in the program, very excited, we're going to have Sam Peters on, the owner of Peters Family Insurance, but a guy that he entered the arena, the political arena, the former GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. I don't think he's done with public service. I just don't think so. Sam Peters will join us. He is the former GOP candidate for Congress in CD4 and the chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC. The Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC. We'll be talking about that and what he's up to there. A lot to do, man, I'll tell you. We are waiting right now on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. They have not yet voted, but they are very close to voting on it. We'll talk about what's in it and what's not in it. Is the $15 minimum wage going to be in it? Doesn't look like it's going to make the cut. But hey, anything, it's politics. Anything can happen. Stay where you are. More to do.